Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, welcome to Winners Broadcasting Radio. This is your radio host, Dr. Emmanuel Odoyo. It is a great pleasure having you this morning. I want to say to you, good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, America. Good morning, everyone that is listening to me today. I want you to understand that you are a winner. You are a winner. That is what I see you to be. And that is what God calls you. So today I want you to understand that God is ready to do a new thing in your life. So today I have a very important topic, which is about the Holy Spirit. The opposite of the Holy Spirit is satanic spirit. If you don't have the Holy Spirit, then you have satanic spirit. So it is a choice. But I want you to understand the importance of the Holy Spirit in our life. Friends, if you look at what I've written there, I said, friends, how sweet and how pleasant it is to have Holy Spirit as a friend. Holy Spirit is a person. When you have Holy Spirit in your life, it is called the right spirit. Everything about you will go right. Everything about you will go well. Because the Holy Spirit of God is God himself. That is the spirit that dwelleth with God. It is a human. He's a person of his own. In the Trinity, we have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They are all persons. They have their own functions. They can't do without themselves. When you live that kind of life in which you can't do without the Holy Spirit, you begin to see things happen in your life miraculously. Because when the Spirit of God is in you, God is in you. When the Spirit that is in Jesus is in you. It means Jesus Christ is in you. Then if you don't have the Spirit, that means you don't have God. You don't have Jesus. That means you are walking dead. You are just, you walk, you are as if you are alive, but you are dead already. You are just walking, a walking corpse. I think that's how they put it. Because the Holy Spirit is the great comforter. He, when he's in you, he will comfort you. He's the wise one. The Holy Spirit is the wise one. He is that divine wisdom that can never be measured by anyone in heaven or on earth. He will always tell you the right thing to do. He will always speak to you and direct you on the right path. He will always tell you how to talk. He will always tell you how to behave. That is why even when David had problem with King Saul, the Bible says he behaved himself wisely. Why did he behave himself wisely? He had every opportunity to kill King Saul. But he said, no, I will not touch the anointed of God. Even though Saul was looking for the life, was trying to destroy the life of David. But David said, I will not touch the anointed of God. Because he has the Spirit of God in him. The Bible says when Samuel anointed David, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit of God, came upon David. While the spirit of the devil went to King Saul. If you read through that place in Samuel, you discover that David behaved himself wisely. People that are filled with the Holy Spirit, they behave themselves wisely, and their end is always good. If you're a woman with the Spirit of God, you behave yourself wisely in your home. in your environment, in your community, even your businessmen, in your workplace. If you're a man that is filled with the Holy Spirit, you will behave yourself wisely like David. David behaved himself wisely because when the Spirit of God, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you become another person. The very day the Spirit of God came upon David, he became another person. The Bible says even at the first time Samuel anointed Saul, the Bible says immediately he anointed Saul, he became another man. The Spirit of God came upon Saul, and he became another man. So when the Spirit of God left him, he became something else, walking as the devil, because you see that his behavior was so different. So when you begin to see your behavior, you begin to see your attitude, you begin to see your thinking, taking wickedness, begin to see, just know that the Spirit of God is not in you. Because the Bible says the wicked study to do evil. Those people that have the spirit of the devil, the spirit of wickedness in them, they study to do evil. And that is why evil begins to follow them. You see, I'm telling you, there's time for the wicked. God can give you a long rope. God can give you a good distance. If the time will come, the wicked will perish. Because it is God that knows the mind of everyone. He says, the heart of the king is in the hand of God. The heart of the king. God knows all the thoughts of the wicked. He knows all the manipulations of the wicked. He knows everything about the wicked. You know how they plan their things. Do you understand? So when you have the Holy Spirit of God in you, he will make you to behave yourself wisely, because he will leave the devil for himself. He will leave the wicked for himself, and he knows how to deal with the wicked. He will comfort you. When you are mourning, the Holy Spirit will comfort you. The Holy Spirit will comfort you. The Holy Spirit will speak to you. The Holy Spirit is a great teacher. He will teach you how to behave, how to do things, how to become a winner, how to become a champion. It is the Holy Spirit that will teach you all those things. Because when you have the Holy Spirit of God, God is in you. If you have the Spirit of God, it means the wisdom of God is in you. If you have the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit of God, it means you have the direction, you will know the direction of God in your life. You are unshakable. When the Spirit of God is in you, you are a man and a woman of faith, because you are unshakable. Do you understand with us this morning? What is your problem? What is your situation? I want you to understand. By the reason of the anointing, by the reason of all my research, I discovered that when you have the Spirit of God, you have all. Because it is the anointed of God. Without the Spirit of God, Jesus would not be able to do things in this earth. Would not even be able to do miracles. I'm telling you the truth. Because the Spirit of God is so unique, so important in his life. Let me read a place for you so that we just understand and close up for this day. So that I want you to take time and invite the Spirit of God in your life every morning, every afternoon, every night, at your workplace, wherever you are, even in the bathroom. You need to call the Holy Spirit to possess your body. Because when he possesses you, you begin to see new things, new life. Things begin to happen even without you sweating. Do you understand what I'm telling you? I believe in miracle. I know God can do all things. God can do all things to them that believe. See what the writer of Romans said. In Romans chapter 14, it says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. I put it, they are the sons and daughters of God. If you are led by the Holy Ghost, if you are led by the Holy Spirit of the living God, you are a child of God, because that Holy Spirit in you bears the mark of God. The devil will run away from you. Every wicked one's witches and witchcraft, every wicked one against your life, whether you know them or you don't know them, they will run away from you, because the Holy Spirit and the spirit of darkness can never, never come together. He says, even when the enemy shall come like a flood, do you remember that word in the Bible? He says, even when the enemy your stature may be small, it may be very short, or it may look very lean. But I want you to understand, when you have the Holy Spirit inside of you, you are a superman. You are a superman because God is in you. Because when you have the Holy Spirit of God, I want you to say, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. When you have the Spirit of God, you begin to see the blessings of God begin to flow in your life and in the life of your family. Because the Spirit of God is going to do it for you. Do you understand, winners all over the world? He said, then you shall be called the sons and the daughters of God. You need to invite the Holy Spirit into your life. People who have the Holy Spirit of the living God, they don't mess up, they don't do things anyhow. Because their own way of thinking is thinking of faith. They walk by faith, but not by sight. Do you understand? They think different, they do things different. They see life different. Because they know their God is in them. They that know their God shall be strong, and they shall do exploits. How will you know your God when the Spirit of God is not inside of you? That is it. Holy today. He said, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons and the daughters of God. Is the Spirit of God leading you this morning? Is the Spirit of God leading you towards this afternoon that is going? I'm telling you, the Spirit of God, if He's leading you, you will get at the right destination. Destination of success. Destination of plenty. Do you understand what I'm telling you now? That is Romans chapter 8, verse 14. Then 15 says, For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. That means you now have received that spirit of adoption, that spirit that you are a child of God, you are the son and the son of God. Then you can go into the throne of grace by faith and claim what that belongs to you and claim your possession. Do you understand what I'm telling you today? You have the right to go into the throne of grace and possess your possession. He said, I will not give my meat to my enemies. Your meat will be protected when the Holy Spirit of God is in you. Demonic forces, spirits of wickedness will be scared of you, because when they see the Spirit of God in you, they've seen the might and the power of God. Do you understand? When the Spirit of God is in you, God is the one that fights for you. When the Spirit of God is in you, it means that you are above all. You are fellows above all. Because God is going to do it for you. So the Spirit of God is the mark of God. The Spirit of God is the anointing and the power of God. Any man that has the Spirit of God has the power to cast out any devil. Has the power to conduct deliverance, has the power to heal the sick, has the power in him to perform miracles, because God is in you. For he hath not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. A man that is filled with the Spirit of God is not afraid of anything, because God is with him. And I just believe someone is listening to me today. You got to pray. You got to ask the Holy Spirit to possess you. Not the spirit of the devil. You see, a lot of people, the spirit of the devil possess them. That's why they act so stupid. They act so wicked. You see, their way of life is so wicked. You can even see wickedness in their face. You can even see, because the wickedness comes right from their heart. You can see it in their face. Ringing. They are so wicked. You can see it. Because they give themselves to the devil to possess. That you can invite the Spirit of God and say, Lord, forgive me for all my sins. I want Holy Spirit to possess my body. He will do it. He's a person. Yes. He has hands. He has eyes. He has legs. He has everything. He will just come inside of you, because this is spiritual. Do you understand? Do you get me, winners all over the world? This is the kind of message you need to listen. Anything that will stop, anything that will quench the Spirit of God in your life, push those things away. Because this is what you need in life. You want your family to be well. You want your family to be blessed. You want your marriage to be good. You want everything that concerns you to be well. Invite the Holy Spirit of God into your life and live it. If any of the Spirit is there, just allow him to do what he wants to do. Romans chapter 8, Verse 16, the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Do you know that your spirit, your own spirit is the candle of the Lord. God never has, the only thing God has business is with your spirit. Even when God wants to speak to you, even in dreams, in visions, in all the things, he speaks to your spirit. Then it is the spirit of God that bear witness. I say, God, I bear witness that this kind spirit is of yours. Then he bear witness with my spirit that we are what the children of God. So the Bible said in that sense, the spirit said bear witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. So the Holy Spirit is very, very important. God connects with the Spirit, and the Spirit bear witness with your spirit, which is the candle of the Lord, that you are a child of God. Sometimes your spirit will say, no, this one is not even a child of God. He's a child of, he has just sold his soul or her soul to the devil. Then you see, life will just go through you. You have a miserable life, you see. People will turn into drunkenness, they will turn into all kind of stupid lives because they have sold them. Some of them have sold them souls to the devil. Sold their souls to demonic forces possessed by the devil. Some of them joined a cultic world that they swore that they want to serve Satan. I'm telling you, you can see, come out from it. And how can you do this? Is to invite the Holy Spirit of the living God. I hope you are listening to this radio show today. I know God is about to bless somebody because the Holy Spirit is in action to do a mighty thing in your life. When you have the Holy Spirit of the living God, just leave, forget it. God will do it for you. God will perfect everything that concerns you. I'm telling you the truth. There's nothing God cannot do. Do you understand? I know the God I serve. I know the God I serve. The Almighty God that created all can never in this world disappoint you if you are connected with him. If you are connected with God, he makes things so easy. That's why Jesus said, my yoke is so easy. So easy. Take my yoke. It is so easy. Do you understand? That's why you see all the great men in the Bible, all the great men of faith, even of today, when they apply faith, believe in God, walk with God, they begin to see marvelous things begin to happen. God can take care of you. God can bless you in a greater measure. I've tested him, and I've seen that it is real. I'm not telling you what I've not tested. I'm not telling you something that is just abstract. No, I'm telling you the truth. I've seen God bless this life. You may call me a miracle man or whatever you may call it, but I want to tell you that the God I serve can transform your situation even now. Because his plans for you is good. To give you an expected end. It says in 17, then if children, then heirs of God and join heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. Do you understand today? The Holy Spirit of the living God is very important. Can you invite him into your life? Like David said, he needs the right spirit. That new, that right spirit. He wants it into his life. In Psalm 51. He said, he needs that. He said, cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Cast me not. He said again in 51 verse 10, he said, create in me a clean heart. Oh God, I renew a right spirit within me. Renew me with the right spirit, with the Holy Spirit. Cleanse in me, forgive me from all my sins. Cleanse me and wash me and place inside of me the right spirit. That is the prayer of a man of faith. A man that wants to change. A man that wants to surrender. That's why that song said, I surrender, I surrender. I surrender all to you, oh God. You see, I surrender, I surrender. That is what is learning. When you allow the Spirit of God to take over your entire being, to quicken this mortal body, to become mortal, you discover that when it happens like that, you are saying, I surrender everything unto God. People spend 90% of them talk about their enemies. Oh, this one did this to me. Oh, I don't know why this thing is happening like this. Oh, maybe this one has done a charm. Oh, people will be talking everything. You spend 90% of your time thinking of people or someone that has offended you in one way or the other. No, 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 no. That is not how the life. When you have the Spirit of God in you, the Spirit of God will tell you, move on. Let's move forward because there are greater things that is in the front of you. The Holy Spirit never tells you to look back. He tells you, look forward. Don't look back. Forget those people. Forget people you think that they hate you. No, no, no. No. Anybody that hates you, if you have the Spirit of God in you, anybody that hates you, hate God. Anybody that loves you, love God. That's what the Bible said about Abraham. It said, whoever that blessed Abraham shall be blessed. Because Abraham was a friend to God. He has the Spirit of God. All his intention is to do good. So whoever that blesses Abraham will be blessed. Whoever that blesses a man or a woman that has the Spirit of God will be blessed. That is it. Are you listening to this radio broadcast today? I know that somebody will be transformed. Somebody will be inspired to move forward. Because this is your year. We just have a few months to go. God is about to do a new thing in your life and in the life of your family. God is about to transform you. God is about to uplift you to a greater height. Do you understand? God is ready to transform you and make your enemies to see how he has blessed you. He said he will prepare a table in the presence of your enemies. That is what he told the son. That is what the son was saying. He said, God has prepared for the table in the presence of his enemies and have anointed his head with oil. When God anoints you, you are the anointed, the anointing of God. Do you understand? So I'm telling you, you have hope. God is with you. You just got to kneel down and surrender your life unto him. I said, Lord, I have sinned against you. I am a chief sinner. I've done evil against you. I've done just like the prodigal son. He went back to his father. And because he made that challenge, he took that step of faith to go back to his father. His father received him with love and blessed him with more things. He gave him a ring of authority. Read that place very well about the prodigal son. That is how God wants to accept you. When you now tell God, I surrender and I want you in my life. I have been wandering far away. Now I have come back home. God will now command and place his Spirit inside of you. The Spirit of success, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of riches, the Spirit of wealth, the Spirit of peace. You know, the greatest spirit is the Spirit of peace. Because when God gives you peace, I'm telling you, you will enjoy your life on earth, and it will lead you to heaven. You will enjoy your life on this earth, peaceable life. When God gives you peace, it's more than any other thing. Peace is more than money. Because when you have peace, money will come. When you have peace, peace of mind, peace in your marriage, peace in your business, peace in everything you do, I'm telling you the truth. That means you are a great person on this earth. May I pray for you? I say, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, whoever that has listened to the sound of my voice this morning, Lord, I ask the Holy Ghost to possess that person now in the name of Jesus and give comfort and direction to this one that is listening to me. Whether it's in the office, whether it's with the IT or whatever country you are listening to me now, Lord, I ask, let the Holy Spirit possess this one now in the name of Jesus. As he possesses this one, let your blessings begin to flow. Because the Bible says the blessing of God make it rich and it added no sorrow. That is the word of God. Look, you don't need to think too much. When just what you need. You don't need to think of money. You don't need to think of cars. You don't need to think of houses. You don't need to think of all those things. What you need to think of is the Spirit of God. Because when it comes into you, good things things will begin to follow you all the days of your life. Good things will begin to follow your family all the days of your life. Good things will begin to follow your business all the days of your life, because he will begin to give you that wisdom, that ideas to make it. He told the children, he said, look, don't forget me. Remember, I am the one that gives you power to make wealth. Wisdom. Remember, when you go to that land flowing with milk and honey, just know that I was the one that gave you the power to make wealth. It was the Spirit of God that was speaking. So may I say that God placed his Spirit. God will dwell his Spirit inside of you today, at this hour, as you believe. In the name of Jesus, as the Spirit comes, every demonic force will run away. Every devil that possesses you, everything that fights against your life or your business will disappear now in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. I will see you again someday. I will see you again. I will speak to you again. Just stay in touch, because God has a lot of things for you. That's why this morning I said, good morning, Holy Spirit. What is it? It's so sweet to say, good morning, Holy Spirit. You welcome him in the morning. Good morning, America. As you say, good morning, America, you also say, good morning, Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is saying, welcome all over America. Welcome all over the world. Whichever country you are, you can just put it there. Good morning, Iran. Good morning, Afghanistan. Good morning, Asia. Good morning, Africa. Just put it there. Then you see the Spirit of God will begin to reign. May you be blessed. I will see you again. I'll be in Maryland at Bowie, Armor of Life Christian Worship Center, next week, 14th. Join me at Maryland Global Leadership Summit. That is where leaders will be trained. You see, even followers will be made great leaders. Come and join us. I'm expecting about 1,500 people in that 1,500 great minds in that summit. I hope you come in. Look at the address there at Bowie, Maryland, 13711 Annapolis Road. I will be in Maryland on 14th September, which is next week, Saturday. Come. I want to see you in person. I want to shake hands with you. I want to talk with you. And I know your life will never be the same. Are you a small business owner? Are you a church leader? Whatever thing you are, you really want to grow in leadership, come over and listen. You will discover that your life will never be the same. Even you want your family to be transformed, come to this leadership summit. Because leadership at home is very, very important. Thank you for listening. I'll see you again. I say bye for now. Thank you.